Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, Brewers fever is definitely here. The team is hurtling toward the playoffs, still with plenty to play for, as I outlined in sports. They still have a chance, Adam, to be a top two team in the National League. That would mean a first round bye. If not, it would be a wild card situation like it was a year ago. But that would still mean games at American Family Field, which would be a good thing.
Oh, of course.
Well, we had him on about a week and a half ago. In fact, it launched about a week ago, just a bit outside the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. It debuted at various Marcus Cinemas around southeastern Wisconsin and a couple spots a little further away from our listening area. To say it's been well received would be a dramatic understatement.
Yeah, and this is not in any way because of our status with the team, but people around the office here at Good Karma Brands have been saying they've gone into the film, even if they weren't around for the 82 team, the younger members of which there are many here at GKB, and they've loved it. They've absolutely been enthralled by the movie.
Sean Hannes is one of the producers, one of the creators of the documentary, and there are expansion plans for this documentary. Sean joins us from California. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Adam. How you guys doing?
Great to have you on again. Your whirlwind tour of Milwaukee media, we're not going to let you out of it that fast, because already here in the second week, there is an expansion plan for Just a Bit Outside. Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, it's really incredible, guys. And, you know, thanks to you and all the wonderful media around Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin and the fans. They came out in droves the first week and saw the film. We ended up being the fourth highest movie in the country in per screen average, and we only aired in Wisconsin. So we opened in 14 theaters. We've actually expanded to 15 theaters. So, you know, you can find the movie at pretty much any, you know, local Marcus theater. And we really hope folks are going to go out and see it in this second week of release, because the more folks that go and see it this weekend, the better chance we'll be around for a week three.
So what's the process with that, Sean, to get these expanded offerings? Because it can't be as simple as, oh, we're just going to take over a random theater and make a guerrilla style showing of the movie. There's got to be a process there.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's the good people at Marcus. What they do is, you know, on Monday mornings, this is part of show business that, you know, you generally don't see, but on Monday mornings, they look and see how many tickets they sold for the weekend, and then they kind of measure out the new movies that are coming out on Friday, and then, you know, I mean, to our delight, Monday they told us, guys, we're not just going to keep you in all the theaters we have, we're going to add a theater.
That is pretty amazing, and that's got to be music to your ears as well. And I see just today, as a matter of fact, tonight, it's opening at Gurney Mills Cinema, so we're taking this thing out of state.
we're going into enemy territory, right? We're heading, we're going to march down to Wrigley.
Well, Craig and, himself said the gap is wide.
Yeah, show them what a winner is all about.
Well, yeah, exactly, you know. At least they'll have something to do in October.
Right, and go check out a movie. So where does it go from here? Are you just hoping to ride this thing out? Does it stay on through the postseason as long as the Brewers are playing? Right, this connection to the team today is so strong. People are feeling Brewers fever, as we noted here, Sean. And they also remember what it was like, many of our fans, in 1982, and how the city and state rallied around a special team.
Well, you know what, Greg? There are so many parallels between this year's team and the team from 82. You know, you start with the manager, an old hand comes in, settles the clubhouse down, but inspires them to play their best baseball. You got a great mix of characters on this team. And I think the biggest thing is this team, just like 82, there's so much joy. I mean, that clubhouse celebration, you know, and coming out on the field afterwards on Wednesday night, all the fans were still in the stands. It's what makes, you know, Milwaukee fans from the state of Wisconsin so great. They really, really love their teams. And, you know, the movie's a beneficiary of that. They're loving the movie. And, you know, when they go to the movie, it feels like they're going to a game. People applaud during the movie. I've never heard of that before.
Sean, what are you hearing from, I kind of alluded to at the start here that a lot of the younger members around our office here have been saying how much they've enjoyed it as well. What have you been hearing from some of the younger audience members who weren't even alive when this all was taking place?
Well, that's been some of the most gratifying feedback, Adam, because younger, you know, they've heard about this team from their parents, from their grandparents, and they kind of, some of them say, well, what's the big deal? We didn't win the World Series. And then they go see the movie and they come out and they're like, oh, I get it. What a crazy, amazing group of characters. What a ride that season was. And they feel a connection. And I think in many ways, it even enhances their Brewer fandom because they can understand kind of where we've come from and, you know, hopefully this season where we're going.
Well, Andy, it is different. We were, you know, talking about how celebrations today may be a little different than in the 80s. Back in the 80s, it was not uncommon to see Pete Vukovich or, you know, one of the players just at your corner tavern, right, having a beer after a game. Like, that was just part of the deal. Maybe a little different today, but still, and you experienced it on Wednesday night as much as I did, the connection to the fans, very, very strong, even though they may not always be out doing the same thing that you're doing on a given night.
No. I mean, back in 82, they'd walk through the parking lot. They'd come back out after the game and stop and have a broad or a beer with the fans in the parking lot and sign some autographs. One thing that I'd love that the current team does is they take those golf carts out in the parking lot and throw T-shirts around. And you know what? That's the kind of access that, fans love. I mean, yes, it's not the same, but I think the Brewers, you know, have always, you know, put their fans, you know, number one.
Sean Hannis is a producer. He's behind Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers, back for a second week and expanding into Illinois. Great success with this, Sean. I hope it continues. Always fun to talk to you about it.
Thanks so much, Greg. I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Yep,
Go Brewers.
Yeah, you bet. We'll check in again soon.